Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax. Take a deep breath. And turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Luke chapter 24.
The disciples were still talking about this when Jesus himself suddenly stood among them. He said, "May you have peace." They were surprised and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do you have doubts in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It's really me. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have a body or bones. But you can see that I do." After he said that, he showed them his hands and feet. But they still did not believe it. They were amazed and filled with joy. So Jesus asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of cooked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must come true." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer. He will rise from the dead on the third day. His followers will preach in his name. They will tell others to turn away from their sins and be forgiven. People from every nation will hear it, beginning at Jerusalem. You have seen these things with your own eyes."
Can I imagine being in the room with the disciples? Everyone is talking about Jesus dying and how some people have seen him again. What do I feel? Sad about losing Jesus? Excited that he may be alive? Scared and confused because I don't know what's going on? All of a sudden, Jesus is there, and people are startled. Do I jump? Does my heart race? Jesus tells me not to be afraid, but we think he could be a ghost. What is it like to see his hands and feet? Do I reach out and touch him? Can I imagine Jesus being hungry and eating some fish? Can I eat some too? How does it taste? As I hear the story again, I imagine what Jesus was thinking.
The disciples were still talking about this when Jesus himself suddenly stood among them. He said, "May you have peace." They were surprised and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. Jesus said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do you have doubts in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It's really me. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have a body or bones. But you can see that I do." After he said that, he showed them his hands and feet. But they still did not believe it. They were amazed and filled with joy. So Jesus asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of cooked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. Jesus said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must come true." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer. He will rise from the dead on the third day. His followers will preach in his name. They will tell others to turn away from their sins and be forgiven. People from every nation will hear it, beginning at Jerusalem. You have seen these things with your own eyes."
I wonder what Jesus was feeling. Was he excited to be with his friends again? To show them he is alive? Can I see the joy on his face? They are all locked in a room together. But walls and doors won't keep Jesus away from his friends. He goes right through the wall. What does it mean to me that Jesus would go through walls to be with me? What does Jesus feel when his friends look scared of him? Can I imagine how he wants to calm them down and share his peace? Jesus is excited to have another bite of fish with me. Ghosts don't eat. Everybody knows that. Jesus has a real body and gets hungry. I wonder what Jesus likes to eat these days. What food would I most like to share with Jesus? What would I like to say to Jesus now? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in His peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Thank you. Sleep yet? Let's do a slothy body scan examine to help us drift off to sleep. Become aware of God's loving gaze on you. Have a big stretch and feel your body as it presses into your bed. Start with your toes. How do they feel? Let God bring to mind what your feet have done today. Where have they been? Move your attention up your legs. Where have they taken you? Where have you hung today? What about your belly? What did you eat today? Thank God for that good food. What does your heart tell you? What are the feelings in your chest today? When did you feel really happy? feel sad. When did you feel angry or scared? Where do you imagine God was during those times? What did you do with your hands today? As your fingers relax, what did you do that you're proud of? What did you do that you wish you didn't? Pay attention to your head. Roll it side to side slowly like a sloth. Let your mouth relax and your cheeks soften. Gently close your eyes. What did they see today? Was there anything beautiful? Anything that reminded you of God? Now, just sink into bed. Let every part of your body get heavier and heavier. Imagine your love is like a beam of light. Direct your love at God and leave it on like a nightlight to shine all night as you drift off to sleep.